And hello everyone, this is Joe Norton here back on Main Menu with a review and demonstration of PowerQuest's Partition Magic. Now what is Partition Magic good for? Well, here's a possible scenario or a couple of them. Say for example that you bought a 6-gig hard drive and you made it into 2 3-gig hard drive partitions, say a C and a D partition. And then later on you said, boy, I wish I hadn't done that because I'm running out of room on one of the drives. As we will show you, this can be easily remedied with Partition Magic from PowerQuest. You can take that D drive and merge everything in it into one big C drive. So now your hard drive is one C drive instead of a C and a D drive. And most of your programs will still work without you having to really do anything to reconfigure them or change paths around. Another scenario, maybe you've got a hard drive and it's big enough to put another operating system on there. Maybe you want to experiment with Linux or something else like that. But your hard drive is all one big, huge C drive. And in most cases, the only way to fix that is to take everything off there, use FDisk and delete your primary partition, make a smaller partition, and install Windows back on that hard drive, and then reinstall all of your software, and then you can install the other operating system. But that can be a pain in the neck, especially if you've got a lot of software that you've invested money and time in, and you really don't want to go back and run through the setup processes, or maybe if it's something that you got off the internet, you don't have the original file, you don't want to go out there and look for it again, and maybe you won't even find it, possibly in some cases. So Partition Magic could help you there in creating a new partition and resizing your old one at the same time. So you can take Partition Magic, make your big 6-gig hard drive, you can take that C drive and cut it down to 3 gigabytes, then you can go in there and put another operating system on there and have Partition Magic even create the partitions for you, so that's one less step in the process sometimes. Different things you can do with Partition Magic. You can even split a drive. You can even take your C drive and make it into a C and a D drive if you want to. I've never done some of the operations that I've talked about. I've done merging, and I have also used Partition Magic to create new drive partitions or logical partitions where I can put Linux, for example, and done some other things with it. And I will say that Partition Magic works very well with Windowize. There are a couple of rough spots where you do not have any speech at all. For example, when the program needs to shut down into DOS mode, and we will show you what that's like in a few minutes. Also, in a case where the program does reboot and it runs this thing called Drive Mapper, which goes in there and changes references to your programs. Let's say you've got programs on the D drive and you've merged it into the C drive so that now you've got one big C drive. Well, your start menu shortcuts and path statements in the registry and various things like that may not be updated correctly. In fact, a lot of your programs wouldn't work suddenly if Windows couldn't find them on the D drive, if the D drive, say, didn't exist or something like that. That would just cause all kinds of confusion. So Drive Mapper was the solution to that problem. It goes in and searches through your files and attempts to make any necessary changes in the files and the registry to tell Windows where the data really is now that it has been moved. The data has actually not been really physically moved, it's just been merged into another, to the original hard drive, as you might say. And this process did not speak very well with me in WindowEyes, at least not at first. I think it might have just been a focus problem, and I was able to tab into WindowEyes, or actually I didn't have to do that, I just hit enter and it opened up WindowEyes, and you'll see what happens there when I try to do that. I was able to alt-tab back into the application and get focus, and that may be all that's necessary. I couldn't say for sure. I have not tried this particular operation with JAWS for Windows, although I have run other things with Partition Magic using JAWS for Windows. In fact, I was using Partition Magic a few weeks ago. I was playing around with Windows XP, and I had Windows XP as the primary partition, and I had the JAWS 4.01, I believe it was, that the beta. I had the JAWS 4.01 beta on there whenever I guess it was right after it came out, playing around with it, and I used Partition Magic quite easily with JAWS, I might add. Works great with JAWS or Window Eyes, and probably a couple of the others as well. Uses, for the most part, standard Windows controls. The interface is pretty straightforward, and we'll show you a little bit about that. How to get hold of Partition Magic? I would assume that you can get it at some office supply stores, although I really haven't checked Office Depot or someplace like that, so I couldn't tell you for sure. But I would imagine you could get it that way. Or you can order it direct from PowerQuest at www.powerquest.com. That's PowerQuest, one word. And an interesting thing about that, if you order the product from PowerQuest online, you're given a couple of choices. You can either have the product shipped to you, that way you have a hard copy, so to speak. You get the CD-ROM and the printed manual and everything. Or you can choose to download the file right there. And an interesting thing about this, though, is if you decide that you want to purchase it and you want to pay for shipping and handling, they'll go ahead and send you the CD by UPS or whatever they want to use, I guess. But also, in addition to that, they will actually allow you to go ahead and download the program. So the miniature card is authorized when you make a purchase, say with a Visa or whatever. The miniature credit card is authorized. You can go in there. They'll give you a URL to go and download the program from that you've just purchased, and they will still ship it to you. So it's sort of the best of both worlds. Maybe you need the program rather quickly and you don't want to wait for shipping. Well, you don't have to download it and hope you can save the program somewhere. You can download it, use it, and in a few days you'll get the CD shipped to you anyway. So I like that option. Symantec doesn't do that with Norton products like Norton Antivirus or whatever, and you either get it shipped or you download it and you don't have anything quite that nice. So that's one thing I have to say about PowerQuest, is several of their products, at least I know, will allow you to download them even if you do elect to have them shipped to you. Also, you may be interested to know that you can get a demo of Partition Magic from PowerQuest if you want to see what the interface looks like. It's a big download. It's about 20 megs or so. And it will do everything until it gets to time to actually make the changes. It will not make the changes. It just throws away whatever you've done. But as far as I can tell, it looks the same. The interface looks the same. So you can go through the menus. You can play with your partitions, delete partitions, resize, you know, you could do all that stuff by just looking at the interface. And when you close the program and tell it you want to go ahead and do it, it's a demo program and it tells you that. So it won't actually do anything destructive or won't actually hurt your hard drive, but it will actually give you the chance to see how the program works and what the interface is like. So that's one of the things I have to say I like about the PowerQuest system as well. You can go and get a demo and play with it and see if you like the interface. And that's what sold me on the product. I went, downloaded the demo, played with the interface. I said, hey, I can use this, because as you'll find out later, PowerQuest's Partition Magic wasn't always the easiest program to use, even if you could see what you were doing. So, at any rate, we will go ahead and go to the computer and begin showing you one of the operations with Partition Magic. We are going to show you what a merge operation looks like. I must apologize for the audio quality. It was not as good as I would have liked, because I'm doing this sort of as a rush job and didn't know I was even going to do this until just a few hours ago. So my apologies for any degradation in the audio quality, but I think you'll be able to understand most of it, and I hope you find it informative. So at any rate, without further ado, let's go to the computer and begin working with Partition Magic. Okay, here we are at the computer, and we'll be checking out Partition Magic from PowerQuest. When you install Partition Magic, it puts itself in the Start menu, just like many other programs. Another thing it does is when you are in the My Computer utility and you right-click or use the Applications key on one of your hard drives, it also shows up as one of the menu options on there. But we'll get to it here through the Start menu. I've got several programs that start with the letter P under the Programs menu, but we'll start there. So I hit my Windows key for Start menu.
Start menu. Arrow.
And then hit P for Programs.
P. P equals. Programs pull down.
And then I go and press P until I get to Partition Magic.
P equals PowerQuest Partition Magic 7.0 pull-down.
And that's what we want, so I press enter on that.
P equals PDF documents pull-down.
And that's the manual. There's several documents, the manuals in PDF format. By the way, it works real nice with the Acrobat Reader 5.0 interface that you can get to with WindowEyes. And I think JFW works with that now, so it works very well with that. Seems like I remember, too, it works with the Access plugin. But let's see what else we've got here.
C equals create rescue diskettes.
And that's the rescue disk creation, where you go and create rescue disks. These are not very helpful to a blind user because although they run in DOS mode, and you'd think you could use a DOS screen reader, if I remember correctly, they're graphical in nature, and they turn off the regular text mode.
D equals drive mapper.
Drive Mapper, that's a program that lets you change the references to programs when you've merged a drive or something like that. Like if you've merged your D drive into your C drive, it'll change references for you automatically, for example.
O equals online registration.
Online registration, that's so you can, of course, register the program online. And since I bought it online, I don't have to do that.
P equals partition info.
That's a program that displays the partition info, lets you see what it's like.
P equals Partition Magic 7.0.
And that's the program itself.
P equals PowerQuest website.
And that'll take you right to PowerQuest's website.
P equals root.
And that's a utility I'm not totally familiar with. It's not one that I've had to use, but it's in the manual, and it will explain what it's for. It may not be something that's usable by a blind person, but I really haven't checked it out, to be quite honest.
R equals readme.
Readme, there's a readme file.
P equals PDF documents pull down.
And we're back at the top of the menu. So what I'm going to do is arrow down, or actually press P until I get to Partition Magic 7.0.
P equals partition info. P equals Partition Magic 7.0.
And I'm going to press enter on that.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Button. Start. Button. Equals Hourglass Partition Magic PowerQuest Partition Magic 7.0 Preview My Computer Expanded One Item Depth 1 Size North South.
Okay, and what that's giving me is a list of my hard drives on my computer, and it also shows the partitions. The list of drives, I believe, is on the left side, and then the partitions are on the right side, but you can get to them with the arrow key, so you don't really have to do anything. When you down arrow, you'll get the first hard drive. This is the actual first physical hard drive. I only have one, so when I hit the down arrow, it's going to announce the hard drive.
Disk 16149 MB. Expanded. Two items. One. Of one. Depth 2.
Okay, and that tells me about my first hard drive and how many items there are under that tree view, and it says that I have two other items. Now, when I hit the down arrow, it's going to give me a lot of numbers here. It'll give me the statistics on the C drive.
List box 1CFAT32 3074.91637.01438.0 active primary 1CFAT32 3074.91600.
And it goes to repeat that information. Let's go back up and see exactly what all that information is. Okay, I'm using my mouse keys, and I've gotten up to the area where it gives all that information. And WindowEyes read it, but it read it all in one big chunk. So the first item it displays is the disk number.
One.
That's the physical hard drive.
C.
C colon, that's the C drive.
FAT32.
The file system is a FAT32, which is correct for most Windows installations, modern Windows installations, that is.
3074.9.
That's the total space on the drive, 3074.9 megabytes.
1637.0.
That's the number of megabytes that are used.
1438.0.
That's the number of megabytes that are still free on the disk.
Active.
And it's an active partition.
Primary.
And that means that it's a primary partition. You can have up to four primary partitions on a hard drive, and that's about all you can do. So you've got to create, out of those four partitions, whatever you need. You can have what's called an extended partition, and in that partition you can create logical drives. And I've done that. In this case, I have a D drive, which I made and put some files over on there and installed a couple of programs as well just to see what happens when we do a merge operation. And WindowEyes, again, reads all this all at one big chunk. For example, if I use the down arrow here.
Extended. List box. 1 extended 3074.9 3074.90.0 non-primary. 1 extended 3074.9 3074.90.0 non-primary.
And it likes to repeat this sometimes, but it's telling me the statistics on what's called the extended partition, and it doesn't have any megabytes free on it, so it just says 0. Again, you can use the mouse keys to get familiar with exactly which fields mean what, but I've gotten pretty well used to it because I've used this program quite a lot. And if I press the down arrow here, I will get the stats on the D drive.
D. List box. 1 DFAT 32 3074.9 584.7 2490.3 non-logical. 1 DFAT 32 3.
And it's reading that information again, so I'll just silence it there. Now, here's the scenario I'm demonstrating here. Imagine that you bought yourself a hard drive, say a 6.4 gig like this one, for example, and when you first got it, maybe you decided you wanted a C and a D drive. You said, surely 3 gigs will be enough for anything, and I can put something over on the D drive when I get it filled up. Well, say, for example, you have your C drive, and you're realizing that you're running out of room on the C drive, and you think, boy, if I could just have a little more space, and I got that D drive, and it doesn't have a whole lot on it, but you don't want to mess up your swap space in Windows if it's using any swap space or temporary files. Maybe you're running out of temporary storage on your C drive or whatever the case may be. You're looking at kind of a problem because, sure, you can F-disk it. You can use F-disk and get rid of the partitions and make yourself one big hard drive out of it. Then you got to reformat and reinstall Windows, and you've lost everything unless you've backed it up. But then if you install Windows, then you're going to have to put everything back, and even if you have all the files, Windows doesn't know where the programs are anymore because suddenly there's no D drive there, and if you installed programs or files on the D drive that Windows needs to find, suddenly it can't find them, and you're going to run into a mess that way. So obviously that can create quite a problem. And Partition Magic is one of the solutions to these problems, and in many cases it does quite well. And what we're going to demonstrate here is merging the D drive that I have some files and programs on, merging it into the C drive. And that way I'll have just one C drive on the whole hard drive instead of a C and a D that I might have problems with as far as filling up one and not having enough space on it and all that kind of good stuff. So the way you do this is pretty straightforward. You use your arrow keys to highlight the disk drive, which I already have.
Extended. D. List box.
Yeah, there's what? The D drive, and it wants to talk and give me the statistics again. To perform an operation on the drive, there are several different ways. Down on the bottom of the screen there is a set of commands that you can execute by clicking on them. You can also right-click on the drive or use your applications key, which is what I'm going to do. I think you can also use the pull-down menus at the top for that as well. But all I have to do is press the applications key, which is the key on the right side of the typewriter portion of the keyboard. It's usually located to the right of the right Windows key. So you've got the space bar, the Alt, the Windows key, and the Applications key. And you can also get to this from the pull-down menus as well. And most modern keyboards have the Applications key, so I'm going to press that now.
Context menu.
It brings up a menu. Let's see what all we can do with this thing.
R equals resize move.
Okay, we
dialogue.
We can resize and move, which if we want to make that D drive smaller, we could do that. Or we could, if we had enough room, we could make it bigger, but it fills up the whole partition right now.
Y equals copy. Dialogue disabled.
And we could copy it, except that's disabled. There's no place to copy it to, for one thing. This hard drive's used up.
T equals create. Dialog disabled.
Now create, that's an option we have. Again, the whole hard drive is used up, so we can't create anything new on it at this point.
D equals delete. Dialog.
Delete, we can sure do that if we want to, but we don't want to do that right now.
U equals undelete. Dialog disabled.
Now, if we had deleted the partition and we decided, you know, I think I want to get that thing back, we can undelete it if we want to. And I haven't used this option, so I don't know if you can only do it during the run of the program, or if once you've exited the program and it's actually deleted the partition, I don't know if you can get it back or not. I have to admit I haven't read up on that particular option yet.
L equals label. Dialog.
Label, you can put a label on it, like a volume label or something.
F equals format. Dialog.
You can format it.
V equals convert. Dialog.
Convert, that's like if you want to take a FAT16 partition, which was what was used by the older Windows and DOS, and convert it into a FAT32 partition, you can do that. And there are probably some other things you might can do with that, but that's one thing I know you can do.
M equals merge. Dialog.
Merge, that's going to be the option we'll be using.
P equals split. Dialog.
Split, and I've never used that option, but I gather you could take this D drive and split it into a D and an E if you really want to.
I equals info. Dialog.
Info, that gives you, I guess, more detailed information about the hard drive.
C equals check for errors. Dialog.
Check for errors, it's pretty self-explanatory.
S equals MS scan disk.
Now you can run scan disk from this, and I guess it will perform scan disk on the drive that I have highlighted.
N equals Windows defragmenter.
And you can defrag it.
A equals advanced pull-down.
And there are some advanced options which we won't get into, but there are some things that you might use in certain situations. Again, what I want to do is to merge the hard drive, so I go back down to merge.
R-E-Y-T-E-D-E-U-E-L-E-F-E-V-E-M equals merge. Dialog.
And I simply press enter on that.
Menu closed. Merge adjacent partitions. Radio button. Checked. Merge options. DFAT32 becomes a folder of ZFAT32.
And that's a radio button I have. And there are no more options because there's nothing else to merge this drive into except the C drive, so it doesn't give me any more options. And there's only one more question in this dialog, and when I press the tab key, it'll give me that.
Edit box. Merge folder.
Merge folder. Now, what that is for, all the files in the D drive are going to be moved onto the C drive, or merged, actually. It won't actually physically move them, but it will merge them. And to avoid a conflict, it wants me to specify a folder which will contain those files. You can just imagine how crazy it would be. You have a folder on the C drive called MP3, and then there's a folder on the D drive called MP3. You wouldn't necessarily want to have all those files in that same folder. You might, but what if you happen to have two of the same files in there? What would it do with those? Or maybe you've got two programs that are the same name or something like that, or two files that are the same name. All kinds of nice scenarios that you could think of that might cause you a little problem. So it wants to know a folder, so it's going to put all the files that were on the D drive in this particular folder. Everything else will be the same. It'll keep the same folder structure and everything like that. Well, I'm going to call it D drive.
D-D-R-I-V-E.
I just type D-D-R-I-V-E. And what's the next option?
Button. O equals OK.
So I just press the space bar on that. Of course, if I wanted to cancel.
Button. C equals cancel.
There's the cancel button. So you can always get out of this.
Button. O equals OK.
So I press space on the OK button.
Space. Hourglass. PowerQuest Partition Magic 7.0. List box. 1CFAT32-6149.92215.83934.0 active primary. 1CFAT32-6149.
Okay, let me shut that up and kind of go back over what it's talking about here. It made some changes, and you may be able to tell what those were, but I'll just review them. Okay, I got my mouse keys back up to the disk number.
C1.
Okay, the first item is the number 1. That's the disk number.
C.
The C drive.
FAT32.
It's still a FAT32 partition.
6149.9.
Now, that's the total space on the disk. Notice now it says the total space on the drive because it's made it into one drive. 6149.9.
2215.8.
That's how many megabytes I have used.
3,934.0.
And 3,934 megabytes unused.
Active.
It's active.
Primary.
And it's a primary partition. There's nothing else there. For example, if I...
C.
Hit down arrow, I'm on the C drive.
C. C.
And that's all there is.
Disk 160, 149 MB.
So now disk 1 is got only one thing in it, the C drive. It took care of the extended partition and the logical DOS drive, and now I've just got one big drive. Now, it has not actually performed any of these changes yet. It is showing me what they will look like if I go ahead and accept the option in the program to let it do its thing. So you can always preview it. If you realize you messed up something, you can go back and change it. Or you can even cancel it and say no to the whole thing. But everything looks like I want. I've got my one big C drive. I got rid of that pesky D drive. And all I have to do is press Alt-F4 to close the program.
Apply changes. Button. C equals cancel.
Now, it's asking me if I want to apply the changes. I'll just read that window here.
Apply changes. Graphic. Graphic. One operations are currently pending. Apply changes before exiting. Button. Y equals yes. Button. N equals no. Default. Button. C equals cancel. Button. D equals details.
Okay, and it wants to know if I want to apply these changes or not. I can cancel this operation and go back into the program and do some other things. I can say yes, go ahead and change them, or I can say no, forget about it, and everything will be just like it was. I want to do yes, and I believe I can hit the letter Y, but I'll just tab over to the yes button.
Button. D equals details. Button. Y equals yes.
And there's the yes button, so I press the space bar on that.
Space. Dialogue. Warning. Graphic. Graphic. One or more of the changes you have made require going to DOS mode. If you press OK, the computer will restart in DOS mode. Complete the changes and then restart Windows. Default. Button. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. OK.
OK, so you heard that. It's going to go down into DOS mode and do its thing, merge the drive and everything, and then it'll come back up into Windows, and there'll be some interesting things that'll happen there as well. So I'm going to press Enter on that.
Partition magic. Button. Y equals yes. Dialogue. Warning. Graphic. Graphic. One or more of the drive levers on your hard disks has changed. Do you want Drive Mapper to update incorrect drive lever references? If you choose yes, Drive Mapper will run after your machine has rebooted. Default. Button. Y equals yes. Button. N equals no.
Okay, it's asking me if I want to run Drive Mapper after I reboot. Yes, I do, because I've got a program I have installed over on the D drive, and I'd like to not have to uninstall it and go back in there and put it back in. I just want Windows to go ahead and find it wherever it is now, which will be on the C drive. So I'm going to tell it yes, and I just press Enter on that, and it will do it.
Partition magic. Power Quest partition magic.
And it's doing its thing here. It's just about to shut down.
Part my dock. Preparing machine for reboot.
Okay, it's rebooting now. And I have here someone who is sighted who will give me a little bit of description of what's going on, because this runs in a DOS box. No, not even in a DOS box. It runs very low level, so you can't use any kind of speech software or anything like that. It should be booting up now, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, it's booting up now.
And what do you see happening there?
Well, it says press any key to abort, and we're waiting. As we all know, it usually takes about 15 seconds. It's now saying entire process 10%, merging partition 11%.
So basically
current,
all it's doing
checking,
is...
checking the integrity 10%. And we're still waiting, Joe.
Yeah, so that's basically what it's doing then, showing these different progress things.
So we're now at 14% on progress, merging 15%, 19%, aligning... ran through that rather quickly. Processing the batch, cluster batches. We're at a total of 32% at this moment. Merging partitions 33%. Aligning data is 19%. We're still doing the processing cluster batch.
Does it have a lot of options, like it goes down the list of what it's doing, or is...
Yes, it does. It runs by rather fast. It'll be like 5-10%, and then zoom up to 90%. It's very, very fast, and it keeps going through this over and over and over.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah, the processing cluster batch, it just keeps going over and over, starting at 0 up to 100%. It'll do it again and again and again. We're presently a total of 38%, merging petition 39%, and aligning data at 53% this time. Now, I assume when the aligning data reaches 100%, everything's in sync.
I would imagine. I've never had anyone describe it this good before, so...
Okay.
This is kind of new to me here, too.
All right. Just looking at the screen, it says current operation 101 merging petition D in parentheses or brackets. It's a FAT32 logical volume, and then it's got the size of the megabytes. In this case, it's 3074.9 megabytes on disk 1 into petition C. Then we've got FAT32 primary volume. 3074.9 megabytes. Resulting petition will be primary volume FAT32. Now our total is at 40%. Merging petition is 41. Aligning data is at 92%. And we're still doing the processing cluster batch, which is going from the 0 to 100, 0 to 100, 0 to 100. And about 5% is left on the aligning data.
So I don't know what it's going to do after it does that.
We'll see.
Again, this is kind of a rush job here. I didn't think I was going to do this review this early, so anyway. By the way, if you see something different happen, just interrupt me here.
Okay, the aligning data is at 96%, slowly but surely completing its task.
So we'll be through here pretty soon, I would imagine.
Hopefully. All right, processing cluster batch is now reading 100% and not changing. It's stopped right there. The total 40% is still total 40%. Merging petitions at 41%. Aligning data is at 96 at this particular moment. I hear a little activity at the computer, but not much. Oh, cluster batch is run through another cycle there. It's back up to 99%. We're still sitting at 40%, and merging petition 41%, aligning data 97, we went up 1%. Processing cluster batches 63, 64, it's slowly working through. So.
And as you mentioned, it keeps running through over and over again when
that's,
it does that.
That's correct, Jeff. It just keeps running through. Evidently, it's doing a compare or something between aligning data and processing cluster batch. Now, it's just 100% on that processing cluster batch. The aligning data is now 98, so we've only got 2% to go. So I'd imagine it'll run through that one or two more times, and we'll see what happens there.
I found that some of these percentage things are a little bit misleading as far as they don't necessarily indicate time. I've seen something be at 30-40% and all of a sudden jump way up and just go fast, so who knows, it may happen, I don't know.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. You'll think, oh boy, it's finished. No, it's not.
Yeah.
keep sitting there wrapping your fingernails on the desk, it's got a way
to get
through.
Now, how's the aligning data? What's it up to? Is it 98 now?
99%. Oh. And the processing batch or cluster batch is at 76%.
This particular one, that is?
At this particular moment, yes. And the total is at 40%.
That hasn't really changed, has it?
No change. 41% now. Aha. We just got through 100% finished with the cluster batch. Now it's doing merging petition. That's at 42% now. The entire process is now beginning to count up at 53 right now. That's gone back, brought up changing structure. It's going through its process at 55% now.
And it didn't show that before, did it?
No, that's a new one. Changing instruction, or changing structure, I'm sorry. That is slowly working its way up. The entire process now says 74%, and merging petitions is 75%, with changing structures at 55. And the hard drive is rattling away over there.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it. They got some new hard drives now that don't make a sound.
That would be scary, Joe.
Well, that's what a lot of folks I've heard tell me that. They say, boy, I don't know if I want one of these new hard drives because I can't hear it. But I guess one day that'll be the only thing you can get.
When it gets dead quiet, I say, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a hard drive that's way noisier than this one. It's he says you can hear it all the way out on the front porch.
Oh, my goodness. Time for some WD-40 on that boy.
I don't know if that would work or not. Now, how is it coming now? I heard it just do a lot of activity
right.
For a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we moved along here. It finished up with the structure. That's finished. Now we've finished up with the entire process. All that's finished. And now it's at flushing cache. We'll reboot in 2, 1. Reboot in process.
Yep, I heard the CD burner do its little that it does when the computer restarts. And the beep from the computer as it's about to reboot. And in a second, it should go into Windows here.
Ah, yes. Verifying DMI. Bang. There we are. Windows ME is now just about up. There's a little thing on the bottom of the screen. It looks like kind of a wave that goes back and forth while it's doing its thing. Now we're up to a screen with nothing on it at the moment, and the hard drive's still rattling away. The hourglass is coming and going as it goes through its gyrations.
Yeah, in just a second it's going to speak, then I may...
Window eyes 4.11. Power Quest Drive Mapper 5.0 wants attention.
Now you're
Window eyes active. Win eyes 0.000 associated none. List view. No selected item. Power Quest Drive Mapper 5.0. Arrow.
Okay, Window Eyes isn't reading this here. It's saying Power Quest Drive Mapper. What's the Drive Mapper thing saying here?
Okay, you have a little thing on the screen that says Power Quest Drive Manager 5.0 Drive Mapper. For each change listed below, Drive Mapper will search all drives and update all references. Check OK to continue or cancel to make changes manually inside Drive Mapper. Down below that in a little text box, it says searching for reference to D and replace them with C, C:\ drive.
Actually, D drive. The two D's there.
Ah, yeah, DD drive, right. Joe knows this better than I do.
Well, no, that's what I put in there, so that's why I know it says that.
There you go.
So let's see. If I press enter on that, I hope that'll work. I don't know if I have focus or not, but let's see what happens.
It's waiting for OK, so let's see if that works. Yes. It just popped up the top of the screen. It says file, screen, keyboard, mouse, hotkeys.
Oh, no, it popped up Window Eyes. Let's see.
Window Eyes did come up just then.
List view.
Right, Window Eyes
recommended
is now gone.
Changes.
Okay,
no
now it's
selected
talking.
Item.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hit enter. It's got that stuff that we talked about, right? Where it says changing references.
That's that correct. Stuff. And if references
so now
C, D, and E.
Yeah, so now I will hit enter on that.
Nothing has changed yet.
Button.
Okay. Is now highlighted.
Ah, it didn't highlight the button, so I had to hit tab to highlight the OK button. As you see, Window Eyes is not speaking this very well. JAWS for Windows may do a little bit better on this, although I haven't tried this with JAWS for Windows. I know that Window Eyes sometimes has a little trouble when it's in load before startup, which I checked that so that I would have some speech at least, which, as you can see, that did come in handy. All you may have to do is hit Alt-Tab a couple of times to cycle to the particular window and then tab over to the OK button, but that's where I am, so I'll press the space bar on that.
Space. Drive Mapper. Power Quest Drive Mapper 5.0. Button. C:\cancel.
Okay, it's not speaking exactly what it's doing, but I've seen this screen before, and it's going through the registry and various other things. It even tells you what files it's looking at, doesn't it?
Very rapidly, Joe. No one could read them. No one.
Actually, I can, but...
But you'd have to slow it down tremendously,
I can
it?
Make the Window Eyes read it, like,
bottom
say...
Bottom right, graphic, default, see Windows, searching file system, no changes
file
being
system.
Made. See Windows system,
see Windows
32
system,
drivers,
32
LTE,
drivers,
MDMNTT.sys.
Well, I can't repeat it fast enough. I'm trying to...
It's blazing by, Joe.
Yeah, it went by too fast for you to see it, but Window Eyes caught it. It read whatever my mouse pointer. You can see my mouse moving up here when I use the arrow keys.
Searching
right,
file system note.
Yeah,
C program
file
files common files semantic shared virus depth 20,011,128.003
nav.sci. This is called the processing task.
Oh, yeah. And it's going through there and just looking for any reference to D colon, and it's changing that to the directory or the folder that I specified on the C drive, which would be C colon backslash DDRIVE. I just said D drives, that way I know that's where all those files came from. And I don't know if you could tell or not, it even goes through the registry and looks at stuff in the registry, but it was probably going too fast for you to see it, wasn't it?
Very fast, Joe. Presently it's on a local key.
Oh, yeah, that's in the registry, H key, local machine, all that stuff. So pretty soon, it should finish up with this process.
Okay, the little black bar is running across the visual indicator at this moment. It still says key underscore classes underscore root.
Yeah, that registry is quite, well, you know, you've seen the registry. You know how involved it gets.
Big. Really does.
And the more you use your machine, the bigger it gets.
Mm-hmm. You remember that 5 megabytes that you had allocated for this? Now you need 10. You know, I'm just kidding you, but it does grow.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. In fact, it should be about finished. You said there is a progress bar that goes across?
That's correct. It went all the way across on that one phase, and now it's at about, I'd say about 10% now, and I can just barely make this out. So it's program files, created backslash,
sound. Oh, it's going through
live.
The files in the program files.
Right.
Yeah, so that's probably not too far from being over with.
Okay, we're back to key local machine.
Oh, it's going back into the registry.
Mm-hmm. And the little indicator bar shows nothing at the moment.
Now, you told me that you had used an earlier version of Drive Image back in the DOS days, and was it anything like this at all?
Joe, it was a nightmare. This is like eating candy by comparison. You have some things to tell you what's going on visually, much, much better. And the part that where you select and decide to put things is virtually painless compared to this one, or the old one, I should say, which was pretty much at the DOS level and quite involved.
Yeah, and I haven't gone through creating new partitions with you, but basically all it does is ask you for the size of the partition. It asks you what kind of partition you want to make, and you just select with your arrow keys what kind of partition you want to make, or click on it probably with the mouse. What size do you want before and after the partition, as well as the total size of the partition. Thought it might have been finished there for a second.
Not quite. The little indicator went all the way over, and it started again. We're now we're in Windows. INF, Joe.
Yeah, it's hard to tell some of that stuff. But yeah, there.
System.
Ah.
The start menu.
But yeah, it just basically, as I say, it asks you what size you want and how much space you want before or after it, in case you want to put another partition somewhere. So. Very straightforward. Everything I've done in this program has been fairly straightforward. The little hitch is the thing with Drive Mapper, where the computer won't actually speak to you properly, at least not with window eyes. Again, I have not tried this with JAWS for Windows, so it shouldn't be much longer. The computer will actually be finished with this process, and you'll hear the Windows ME Microsoft sound, as they put it, the Windows ME boot up.
Oh, you mean the other Bill Gates anthem?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. You know, there's another one for XP, which is a shorter one. It's a much shorter thing. It has more of a piano sound to it. I'll have to play it sometime and let you hear it.
All right. We're still in the local key machine, and it's zipping across there. It's in classes root right this moment. The visual indicator is at about 3/4 of its 100% setting. So we've still got a little more to do here. Let's see if I can catch this. It's at the interface right now, Joe.
At the interface?
Mm-hmm. Key underscore classes underscore roots, and it was classes, and now it's finished with that. It's okay, it finished another step. Now it's at Windows. Now it's back at program. Now it's back at
files. Power quest drive mapper 5
0. Different. Here
button.
It goes.
C equals closed.
Process complete.
Yeah, let me read that window. I'm going to have Window Eyes read that now. Let's see if it'll do it.
PowerQuest Drive Mapper 5.0. Graphic. Process complete. Drive Mapper has processed all tasks. You may need to reboot your machine for all changes to take effect. Default. Button. C equals close. Graphic.
So I'll just press enter on that.
PowerQuest Drive Mapper 5.0. Drive Mapper. Taskbar. Desktop. List view. My documents. 1 of 21.
And
no selected item.
And we've rebooted. I'll just shut that up. We've rebooted, as
desktop.
You can tell. And we're back at the desktop. I'm going to let the hard drive settle down.
Start menu.
And I'm going to restart the machine because they suggested to do it.
Hourglass. U. U equals. Menu closed. Combo box. What do you want the computer to do? Restart. 2 of 3.
And restart's highlighted, so I'll just press enter.
Taskbar.
And Norton Antivirus is looking at the hard drive again, and the computer is rebooting. Okay, I'm back on the desktop. And the program that I had moved over when I did the merge operation was Goldwave. I put Goldwave on the D drive when I installed it, so
Hourglass.
I'm going to press G for Goldwave from the desktop and see if Goldwave will launch properly.
G. Goldwave. Device controls. Goldwave. Arrow.
Yep, it started up Goldwave just like that. So Goldwave is okay. Now here's something I don't know what'll happen.
Desktop. List view. W. Winamp.
I'm gonna go into Winamp. The last file I played was on the D drive. And sometimes Winamp will remember the last file that you played and go ahead and play it again. So I'm just curious if this thing changed the reference in Winamp to reflect the location of the file that I played before I moved it over. So I'm going to hit enter to bring up Winamp.
Desktop. Winamp 2.78.
And now the moment of truth. Let's hit the X for play.
Play.
Well, it didn't do that, so that was... I was kind of thinking it might, but I wasn't too sure if it would.
Well, Joe, in the title, it says it's a good day.
It
should have played.
Yeah, it should have played. It probably doesn't have the reference to the file. But I'm going to go get the file and just see if it'll play anyway. So let me go to my computer and open that up.
My computer. Windows Explorer. List.
Go
local disk.
To the C drive.
List view. Address. As soon as.
And it found ASAP. Started to say as soon as possible. Now hit D for my directory D drive. That'll highlight that.
D drive. List view.
And now I'm where all those files were. I'm in the new folder that Partition Magic created, and it's got everything that was on the D drive. It's now in here under this folder.
Blame 3.89 from www.
And it put that directory in there.
MP3.
There's the MP3 directory, so I'll hit enter on that.
List view.
And it opens that up, and I press I for It's a Good Day.
It's a good day, Perry Como.
There it is, and I'll hit enter on that and see what happens.
Winamp 2.7.
And there you have it. It's playing.
It's a good day. Singing a song, and it's a good day.
So if you get Partition Magic from PowerQuest, you might find out that it's a good day for moving your hard drive's partitions around. Who knows?
Still nice. Yes, it's a good day.
And with that, that'll conclude this review of PowerQuest Partition Magic. Again, if you want to get more information about Partition Magic, you can go to the PowerQuest website. Their web address is www.powerquest, that's all one word, powerquest.com. And with that, this is Joseph Norton speaking for Main Menu. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. My address is J.E. Norton, that's J-E-N as in November, O-R-T-O-N, at chartertn.net. That's chartertn.net.
Why don't you rise and shine? You know you gotta get going if you wanna make it.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.